The overwhelming majority of the submissions from the public on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill thus far analyzed concurs with the DA's position and indicates serious reservations from over 89% of public submissions rejecting the bill, supporting the DA's position. During a parliamentary portfolio committee on basic education, it was revealed that they received more than 18,000 comments on the draconian bill, of which two-thirds must still be analyzed. But it is completely reasonable to expect that those submissions will follow the current trend of complete rejection. In fact, over 3,138 submissions completely rejected the bill, with 190 partially supporting the bill with concerns, while 141 submissions were unspecified. Only a mere 35 supported the bill. The concerns raised by the public largely reflects the DA's issues with the bill, including the practicality of implementing compulsory grade R, the disempowering of school governing bodies to determine admissions and language policies in schools, which could be used to target Afrikaans and other mother tongue education, the centralization of procurement and the lack of engagement in homeschooling sector, while missing a valuable opportunity to address the regulation of blended and online learning given the post-COVID education environment. It is clear that the department has failed to consult widely with the public and education stakeholders. The bill in its current form disempowers schools and communities while creating many opportunities for abuse by the minister, MECs and provincial heads of department to capture schools. The DA will request the National Treasury to present to the committee on the implications of compulsory grade R education and how practical solutions can be put in place. We will also request that the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, and her department present their plans for the regulations on blended and online learning beyond the current draft framework, which is denying many learners home education. South Africans have made their views on the bill and the Lusufi clauses in particular. They do not support it, and to push through this bill when the majority of submissions rejected would be a travesty, creating yet another piece of lacking legislation without addressing the ANC government's lack of political will to practically upgrade the teaching environments will not improve the quality of education or curb the high learner dropout. Schools need empowered SGBs, good infrastructure, quality teaching and learning in the classroom, and ensure that there's passion amongst school communities to lift the quality of education in South Africa. The DA will continue to be the voice against the draconian bill in Parliament.